Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
This week, we're on the horn with AT&T. How are you feeling about song number 14, Rachel from Portland?
I love you, AT&T. The song is super fun. I really love the way in which like the verses go into this, the you know, when he goes into the like, whatever, and then there's a kind of screaming thing, and it almost feels like the whole song like could be complete, and then it like starts again with the second verse, which I really love. It takes you on a really cool journey. And I also love, to me, there's so much like meaning in it, and there's also so much that I don't understand and feels a little bit nonsensical to me.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own Top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus and two marshmallows shaped like mushrooms. Also, they were actual mushrooms. How will your favorite song fare in the rankings? Well, you'll need to tune in to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Pavement superfan, Ralph from Lincolnshire. Dude, thanks for taking some time to do this with me. How the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you.
It's a dream.
Oh, dream. You got to dream bigger, baby. You got to dream bigger.
There's nothing bigger than meeting Malmuth.
Well, let's get right into it. Let's hear about your Pavement origin story.
Okay. So my dad is really into music. He has like a record shop and everything. And he grew up in the 90s, so he loves it. So I grew up most of my life, you know, on like various tapes and stuff, just hearing two Pavement songs. I heard Stereo and Range Life a lot. So they're like burnt into my brain. I only really got, explored further than those two in, I think it was like October, November 2022. So not very long ago.
Really. Okay.
But
yeah.
Ever since then, it's been, you know, a burning intensity of Pavement.
Wow. A burning intensity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is your go-to at this point? Like, what record do you go to, or how many times has that changed? What order did you go through the records in? Talk to me, baby.
So I started out, when I very first started out, I listened to Quarantine the Past, the best
of.
Oh,
that's a smart move.
Just to discover them, you know. And so I think the first one that I really liked, other than those two, was Unseen Power of the Picket Fence, which is a weird choice. I don't know why they put it on the best of. I'm really glad they did.
It was sort of tough to get your hands on.
Because
Quarantine the Past was released on vinyl. So, you know, sometimes they throw us a bone that way, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they're good to us. But I would say, I think my first album that I really loved was Bright in the Corners. And then I just very slowly discovered all of them kind of one by one.
All right, I'm a big Bright in the Corners fan. So talk to me about your experience with Bright in the Corners.
Oh, it's just, I think it just flows so well. I think that's my favorite thing about it. Compared to all the other albums, it just flows beautifully song into song. And I really like that there's two Spiral songs, you know, Love Spiral there. And I think as well, just having the two openers and then collide in together and then kind of flow into all these kind of more mellow tracks really works. I really like that. I think.
What's your favorite track on that record? Do you have one?
Oh, my favorite. I think I'm gonna have to go Stereo. I'm gonna say Stereo, but I really like Starlings at the Slipstream.
I guess stereo, because you've got that, all that indoctrination, inculcation.
Oh, that's a good word.
Yes, yes. So, gosh, where do we go next? So you started creeping into the next records. What was your next favorite? What was the next one that you listened to that sort of just went, what in the fuck am I listening to? I don't know, but I love it.
Yeah, I think probably Wowie Zowie, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's just amazing. I think it really fits, it's almost cliche to say, but it really fits the ethos of Pavement, doesn't it? Because they're all just scattered everywhere and it doesn't make any sense, but it's just beautiful.
Yeah, there's some gorgeous songs on that record. Mm. Father to a Sister of Thought.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Although,
so much.
Single choice, maybe not the best single choice for commercial purposes.
I suppose. Well said. Good point.
My dad maintains that Kennel District should have been single.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I love that song.
Yeah, I can't think of many Scott songs that are.
Yeah. It, as a single on it. Is that, I mean, they have Painted Soldiers as a
music video. Yeah.
But it wasn't a single, was it?
I don't think so. It wasn't a single for them anyway. It might have been a single from the Brain Candy record.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Which was the Kids in the Hall, and that's why they made the video. But I'm not sure. Yeah, that would be great. That's one of my favorite songs. When I saw Spiral last live, I was like, oh, can you please play Painted Soldiers? And he was like, oh man, we haven't rehearsed that in a long time. Really? And then they played it. They pulled it out at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto. And it was fucking fantastic. And then they took it on the road with them. Like, I mean, in the 2022 tours.
Which
by virtue of the next question, I've got to ask you, have you ever seen them live? Did you go out on the 2022 tour at all?
So I saw them in, I think it was July of last year at a Blue Dot Festival.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, in Cheshire. So that was great. That was so exciting.
I bet.
Yeah, my first big festival.
How big was the festival?
How big was the festival? It was, I don't know. I don't know how to judge it. It was fairly big. It had, I think Grace Jones was headlining the others, but Pavement were headlining. So there was nothing probably bigger than Pavement on that. It was pretty good. Probably like maybe three main stages, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's very cool. How long did Pavement play?
They played maybe 50 minutes or something. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. I was happy with it. The cool thing about Blue Dot is that it's right next to the Jodrell Bank telescope. So there's this gigantic like dish, like kind of, you know, for, I don't know.
Radio
astronomy.
Telescope, yeah.
Yeah, right behind them. And they projected onto it as they played. It was really cool.
Oh, that's fucking badass. Yeah, that's very cool. Mm. And I suppose that's why it's called the Blue Dot Festival too.
Yeah. Yeah, they discovered some, I don't know, space object.
Yeah, I bet.
They had a really cool thing, actually. They had like a listening party, where they interview with Pavement, where they listened to Wowie Zowie all the way through, and Pavement talked about it.
They did like a director's commentary.
Yeah, on the whole of Wowie Zowie. It was great. And they, like, I saw people filming it at the festival, but I've never seen it released, and I'd love to have it released.
Oh, me too. I'm going to have to scour YouTube for that.
Pressure Pavement.
Yeah. I have that kind of power.
Of course.
what sorts of things did you learn? Do you remember any nuggets?
What did we learn? I can't. I'm doing a disservice to Pavement here, but I think Scott Camberg's mom used to teach someone or something, someone who's famous. I can't really remember. They were a bit down on what's Scott's last track on Wowie Zowie?
Half a Canyon? No.
No, it was.
Oh my God.
Western Homes. Western Homes.
Yes.
Jeez. Yeah, they were saying that they'd never played Western Homes apart from like once or something, and they were saying it was a shame because I feel like they should play that more. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like his contribution.
Yeah, of course. And then Pavement without it.
No, because I mean, if you think of the early stuff, like he was on, you know, like he was doing a lot. Like, I don't know if it was 50-50, but it was like a lot more, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah. I think, wasn't it for the first EP, he wrote like a lot of the instrumentation or something, and then Maltmus came and did some like lyrics on it and sang on it. But I think originally it was going to be a different project.
Oh, fuck. You know, I have to have known that because I've talked to Scott 5 times. Yeah. So I'm sure we've talked about it, but damn, is my memory bad. Gee whiz. Well, what do you think? Should we flip this sucker over and get to the track of the week, number 13?
Oh, I'm excited. I think you should.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll do that right after this.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
13. Ah.
Blind date with a chancer. We had oysters and dry lancers. And the check when it arrived, we went Dutch, 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 Dutch. A redder shade of neck on a whiter shade of trash. And this emery board is giving me a rash. I'm
a shady lane, everybody needs one.
That's right. Song number 13 on the countdown is Shady Lane, J versus S. Ralph from Lincolnshire, what is your initial thought about this song?
Well, it's an amazing song. It's an amazing song. I mean, I think if it wasn't going to, yeah, I think it might be, maybe I'm putting it third on my ranking of Brian the Corners. And
oh, wow.
I would almost say, you know, Brian the Corners is my favorite Pavement. So it is super up there. It's a brilliant song. I think the lyrics are the best thing for me, really. I think just, obviously there's so many moments, like when you're talking about God and, you know, and when he's talking about, what's that amazing lyric right at the start? You've been chosen as an extra to the
right, an extra
adaptation of your sequel life. To your life. That is
right,
beautiful.
Yes.
And how he just gets all the syllables in as one big long kind of statement.
So good.
Yeah, it is really cool. I think I have a question though. What is an emery board?
An emery board is like what you would use to file your nails.
Oh,
so it's almost like a very fine sandpaper, but okay. it's on like a tooth or a tongue depressor, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's that shape, and then it's, like I say, it's got grit on it to file your nails.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that changes the entire song for me now. I'm gonna have to
the entire song.
I don't know.
Oh my God!
whole new nail nail oriented. The avenues of interpretation.
Right, right.
I think it is, as well, one of three Stephen Maltmus written songs to include references to oysters. We have Cold Sun, who is yes. it said, the world is my oyster. I feel like an info stuck in a cloister. And Do Not Feed the Oyster, of course. So I see it as like one of a little trio of oyster-based songs.
That is great. I have to remember when I put this episode out to include that question in social media.
Yeah.
How many songs about oysters does SM have? And see how many people get it right.
Whatever the answer is, he doesn't have enough. We need to pressure him to write more.
He's too busy searching for the pearls, baby.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
But I think the thing about Brighton the Corners as well is that it has so many things that you could have used as singles, you know, so many standout, just iconic songs. So it's not even fair, really. It's not even fair on so many other brilliant tunes, like David Like Here, say, you know, or even Finn. I think Finn would be a mental single.
But, oh.
Yeah, I just think... It's kind of unfair on Brighton the Corners. It's too good.
It really is. It really is. And going back to Finn for a second, Jesus fucking Christ, is that song good? Yeah. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. what's your take on the whole J versus S piece to the title? Do you have a take on that?
Yeah, I love this. I love this. And Pavement do this, I think. I think in other times as well, they kind of add little bits on to songs, and it's just great. And I love how it's, you know, like a Frankenstein's monster of a song with two separate songs, because on the music video I was watching it on YouTube, and probably when they originally did it, they don't put J versus S on, so it's like own other thing, you know. It's like to be treated with equal respect, but I really like it. I think it flows into the next song well.
Right, so your interpretation is that it is that tail, that outro. Yeah?
Yeah, it's an outro, but I think we should respect it equally.
Okay. I can get behind that. I can get behind that. Yeah, because it's not even like it's parenthetical. It's straight up J versus S.
Yeah, it's important enough to be in the title. I mean,
that's right. Who do you think J is, and who do you think S is?
Who do we think J? Julius Caesar versus Superman. Yeah, caught here first. It's like a fight. It's a fight that they envisioned.
Oh,
who wins,
man.
That's a question.
Just don't have that fight in the middle of the month. That's all.
Yeah, you got to leave it till the end.
Yeah.
They waited to listen to the song before.
That's right. So is this song, and I know the context is tough. We record these much earlier on, and you haven't heard the vast majority of the list at this point.
Mm.
But to your experience, this song at number 13, is it rated? Is it underrated? Is it overrated?
You see, I suppose 13 is ridiculously high for a song to achieve. How many Pavement songs are there? There's over 100. There's many songs.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I think even considering that, it is underrated by this list. I think it should be higher.
Wow.
It's a great song.
You really do like Bright in the Corners.
Uh-huh.
Jeepers. That's great. Well, do you have anything that you need to plug, Ralph from Lincolnshire?
I don't think I do. I don't think
no,
I do.
That's Pavement. Cool. Pavement. Plug them up. Yeah.
Listen to them.
Cool. Not by chance making the trip to South America, are you?
No. I wish I was. I wish I was.
Me too. Me too.
I don't know. I hope either they continue with like a whole many years worth more dates, or they just go with we'll start touring independently, because I want to see Solo Mountmas. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very good. Very fucking good. All right, dude. It's been great talking to you today. And I really appreciate your time. And next week, we're going to get to song number 12. So stay tuned for that one.
Oh, it's heating up.
That's right. Definitely heating up. Use that hot water to wash your goddamn hands.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.